I was contacted by a lady from Killorglin, and she was fairly fed up, and I could understand why she would be, because she and her friend each paid about 100 euro, I think it was 99 euro each, for dance classes that were due to take place in Killorglin that never actually happened. Now, the dance classes were organised by a company called Dance Fitness Ireland. And our listener had paid the money for the classes in advance via Revolut. Now, she had paid for them in late August. The classes were supposed to start in September. The classes never happened. She never got her money back. Her friend never got her money back. And then, to add insult to injury, the people she had originally been in contact with to book the classes weren't responding to her. Now, I did a bit of digging on this, and I got back to that lady earlier today, and it's now, what, the 8th of January, and she still hasn't received a refund from Dance Fitness Ireland. But having done a bit of research over the last couple of weeks, it turns out that quite a lot of people around Ireland are in a similar position. They either paid for these dance classes and the dance classes never took place and they never got their refund, or else there were one or two classes which took place and then the rest were cancelled, and again, no refund, no contact from the company. Now, one of the ladies who eventually, now our lady in Killorglin didn't want to go on air about this, but via Facebook I was contacted by a lady in Galway who also had the same dealings, a similar situation with the same company. She booked the dance classes, they never happened at all. She's now 99 euro out of pocket and she can't get her money back and hasn't heard anything at all from the company over the last number of weeks. And as I found out from Facebook, this has happened in a number of places all around Ireland, including in Drogheda, in Enniscorthy, in County Cork, and as I said, here in Kerry in Killorglin. Now, the company involved is called Dance Fitness Ireland, and I have been trying to contact them. Their website is no longer accessible. I have emailed them. They haven't been back to me. I've emailed them a couple of times but haven't received a reply. But as I said, the lady who contacted me from Galway was happy to go on air and tell about her experience. So she didn't want to give her real name, but we're going to call her Joan. And here is what she told me happened to her when she booked those classes.
I signed up in August and I paid to Revolut. And I was due to start the 1st of October and I got a text message to say that the class was cancelled and that to get my refund to email accounts@dancefitireland.ie and give my details and location of my course. So I did that and got no acknowledgement, and I contacted Niall, who I was on WhatsApp with, about, you know, registering that, and he didn't acknowledge any of my calls. And when I was paying, Amy was another colleague, so he told me to Revolut to Amy, which was his partner. And so I Revoluted Amy. I contacted Amy numerous of times for my money, and so no reply. And then I sent a reply to her and I said, Amy, can you please acknowledge my text message, because I'm taking this further, I'm going to go to the guards.
Yeah.
On it. And then she got back to me. I said, I didn't want to be doing this, but I said, just have the manners at least to acknowledge. So she sent me that there was an update then, I think, by the end of October, and she sent the link to say that we are processing, please be patient with us, we're processing details, and that she no longer works with the company. But when I was speaking with Niall, he said she was his partner. So I don't know, and I've sent numerous emails and there's no acknowledgement. And I saw it on Facebook, the forum on Facebook, and I sent messages to people and I said, is anything we can do as a group? I said, like, I can see it's from Wexford, it's from Dublin, it's Galway, it's Kerry, it's Cork.
And I gather from, now, in your case, Joan, the class has never happened at all. You didn't even get one class.
No. Okay. The day before, we just got a text.
A text the day before. And when were those classes due to happen?
The 1st of October.
Okay. And Amy eventually got back to you, did she say you would get your money at some point?
She she just put up what was up an update on the website to say that we were going to get refunded, and that they were working through them.
Yeah, and that was October.
I don't see it. Yeah, yeah.
And,
yeah.
And how much are you out of pocket for, Joan?
€99.
Oh, God. Like, that's a lot of money, you know, in the middle of a cost of living crisis.
Exactly. Like, €99 by whatever many thousand people. And just reading up afterwards on it, people, they just, classes were cancelled and it was just a bit all over the place. But unfortunately, I didn't see the reviews before I signed up, you know.
Yeah. Now, I gather from what I've been doing a bit of digging into this, and I gather that in some parts of the country, classes did take place, but only one or two. And then all of a sudden the classes stopped. So they did happen elsewhere in the country. But obviously the company got into some kind of trouble.
Yes, they seem to be in financial difficulty, mm-hmm. From what I'm reading. But and I sent him another email, and there's no acknowledgement of any email. So it's quite frustrating, to be honest, mm-hmm. as and well as many other people.
Yeah, and the email address you're sending the message to is accounts@dancefitireland, is it?
Yeah.
And is that email going through? Because I've tried that email and it's bounced back to me a few times.
Well, it hasn't bounced back for me. So it seems to be fine in my side.
And have you tried ringing either Niall or Amy recently, no?
No, I've sent messages to Niall. I rang Niall before Christmas and no answer. So I sent a message, but he's not reading them, because you can see from WhatsApp whether they've read them
or not.
So yeah, when Amy got back to me and said that, you know, she's no longer with the company, you know, to send by accounts payable, I left her alone, you know what I mean? But yeah, I was thinking of going to the Gard myself, but I think if we had a group of people, like, that's why I came on radio, if you had a group of people kind of as a group, more power, more voices, we might be able to get our money back.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I mean, to be fair, any company can get into financial difficulty, but an acknowledgement, even if they can't pay straight away, but I think the least they can do is send an acknowledgement to say, yes, we know we owe you money and we're doing our best to get it to you, but you've got silence from what I gather, and so have a lot of other people.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, we're going to keep digging into this and seeing what we can find out, Joan, but for now, thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you.
And that's Joan speaking to me from Galway earlier on, still out of pocket, like our two women in Killorglan. Now, again, I spoke to the lady who originally alerted us to this. I spoke to her earlier this afternoon, and she told me that they made numerous efforts since I last spoke to her to try to get the money back to no avail. And she told me they have actually gone to the Gardaí in Killorglan about this, and to see can the Gardaí find out anything. It's a shame, really. Now, I think this may have been Fitness Ireland was originally a legitimate company, but I think maybe they got into difficulty and were forced to close down for whatever reason. But if they do plan to get the money back to the people who are out of pocket, they really should contact them and let them know, even if they can't pay them straight away, but just let them know and give them some acknowledgement, I would imagine. Just to stress, by the way, that this company that we're talking about, that the two women I've mentioned today, the company they were dealing with these dance classes, again, I can't stress this enough, was called Dance Fitness Ireland. And I know that there are other companies around the country who operate in Kerry as well that also do dance classes, and they might have a similar sounding name, but just to specify and to confirm that the company we're talking about, who haven't refunded the money, is from Dance Fitness Ireland. Now, another person has gotten in touch about this. Another caller from Kerry says that they paid for dance classes with Dance Fitness Ireland in June for September. The classes never went ahead. The man they were dealing with was called Niall, and he was the contact they had. So obviously that's another person who is out of pocket. It would be great if those people did get their money back. But as I said, it's not just people in Ireland who are not just people in Kerry who've lost the €90. It's people all over the country, from what I gather. So I wonder, do they have any comeback? Now, I did get on to the consumer protection people, and they say that those people who are out of pocket might be better off to go down the route of contacting their banks and seeing if they can get refunded via their banks. They also advise people to go on to their own consumer helpline, which is 01 402 5555. So that's 01 402 5555, and the consumer people might be able to help them out in terms of seeing what their course of action could be. But it just goes to show you need to be careful. And obviously some of these people paid via Revolut, which adds another layer of complication to the story, because if they had paid by a credit card, for example, definitely your bank will be able to get your money back. But I think the fact that most of them seem to have paid via Revolut means that they mightn't have the same comeback as they would if they'd paid by credit card. So just something to be aware of. I'm hoping Dance Fitness Ireland will get back to us. Hopefully they will. And they'll tell us their side of the story. But it would be great if all those people got their money back. Now, we're on 083 300 3300 if you'd like to get in touch with us. And we're back in a moment.